Today's Shir Mishnah Berurah Yomi is Daf Pei Vav Amud Aleph. We are in the middle of Siman Nun Hei, which talks about the Dinim of Kaddish. And we're actually in the middle of the Mishnah Berurah. It's unusual for us to stop in the middle of Mishnah Berurah, but it was a separate inyan. And we'll begin today's Shir six lines from the top of the Omud of Pei Vav Amud Aleph in the Mishnah Berurah. The end of the line, the word begins, Adam Hanotzer Ayidei Sefer Yetzirah. A very, very strange din the Mishnah Berurah brings down. If a person is created, you have a person who was fashioned from the Sefer Yetzirah. We know the famous story of the Golem of Prague, probably not a true story, but a famous legend. The Gemara talks about creating a person from a form of some sort, and does this person have halachic status? In Mitztarif Liasara, Ulchol Dvar Shebekdusha. We were talking about that you need a kosher, a minion, to say Dvar Shebekdusha. So the Mishnah Berurah brings down the amazing situation where you create a human being from a clay mold or something like that. Does this person who somehow have created life in it through the Sefer Yetzirah, does that person have status in halacha? So he says, this has been discussed already. He says, look at the Tshuvas Chacham Tzvi, Siman Sadi Gimel, and also Sefer Ikrei Dinim, what is the halacha in this regard? In Dirshu footnote number 13, he brings down this discussion, and he says that the Chacham Tzvi was uncertain, and he paskened She'eno Mitztarif L'Minyan. And he said, you can't include a person like this in a minyan. The Chazon Ish said further, Nirish ein lo shum zchuyah shel Yisrael. He doesn't have the status of being a yid even in other respects. And he says he probably doesn't even have the status of being a human being. So it's a very, very interesting shaila. The Gemara actually talks about it. If you killed such a person, is it rechtzicha? It probably is not something that is a halacha lemaisa nowadays. Although with the advent of technology, whether we clone somebody in the future or whether we can create a robot with artificial intelligence, that would theoretically open up the shayla again to being halacha lemaisa. In any event, the Mishnah Berurah continues in Sifkat Nehei, and he says that you need for Kedusha as well a minyan. And then the Mishnah Berurah says, "Wadin l'chol chazar sashatz." For all the chazar sashatz, you also need to have a minyan present. The mikre davar shebekdusha mipnei akdusha sheyesh bo, because this is called the davar shebekdusha because of the kedusha that we say, and therefore all the rest of the chazar sashatz also requires a minyan. Then he says, "In poskim mishiva kadeshim choyom." One should say seven kaddishes every day, not less than seven kaddishes. Keneged sheva b'yom l'alticha. David HaMelech says that I praise you seven times each day, HaKadosh Baruch Hu. This is an allusion and a smachta to the seven kaddishes. There are many different opinions as to how to determine these seven kaddishes, what they are, and the Mishnah Berurah says these are they, the Hainu. Echa, number one, achai psukah d'zimr shu'achai yishtabach. The kaddish that we say, the half kaddish after yishtabach. Visheni, number two, is the Chatzi Kaddish Achar Tfilas Yudchetz Brachos. After we say Shemun Esrei, right after Tachnun, we say Chatzi Kaddish. Shlishi Achas Seyde Kedusha. The third Kaddish is the Kaddish Deskabel that we say at the conclusion of Ashri Votzion, and this is Ubo Omrim Gamkin Tiskabel Tzloshon, Shushayach Gamkin Latfilas Shemun Esrei. Tzloshon means our Tfilah, which is a reference to the Shemun Esrei. We always say Kaddish Deskabel after a Shemun Esrei. We also say it after Slichos, because the Slichos have the status of being like a Shemun Esrei. In any event, that's Kaddish number three. Revi Achar Aleinu. The fourth one is after Aleinu. Sheish Bo Amir's Psukim, that we say various Psukim in the Aleinu, and we say Kaddish after that. This is not agreed upon by all, that this is one of the seven obligatory Kaddishes. In fact, some suggest that this is just a minhag, that we say the Kaddish after Aleinu. And it was set up actually initially for young children who were Yisomim, who weren't able to daven for the Omud. The fifth Kaddish of these seven is the Ashrei in Mincha time, the Kaddish that we say after that. The Shishi is Achat Tfilas Mincha, there's the Kaddish Tiskabel that we say after the Shemun Esrei and Tachnun. And the seventh and final Kaddish is the one that we say after the Kriya Shema Shel Shachris before the Shemun Esrei. They don't include over here necessarily the Kaddish after Shemun Esrei. Mishnah Berurah says, "V'kaddish achar tefillas arvis, after gam ke mitzvah." We certainly should say it. Lo kachashvina mechala elushiv. It's not counted amongst these seven. And he brings the levush for the reason for this. I am there. And in Dishu footnote number 15, he brings this down that all the kaddishes that were mentioned are all a chova, and the Shemun Esrei by Marv is not technically a chova. Technically, it's a reshus, even though for us today it is practically a chova to daven Marv. But since technically it is a reshus, therefore that kaddish isn't included in these essential seven. In Dishu footnote number 14, he brings down that the Oleinu by Shachris has a different status than the Oleinu by Mincha Marv. We mentioned the Kaddish after Oleinu by Shachris, but we don't mention the Kaddish after Oleinu by Mincha and Marv. He brings down the Ramon Siman Kuf Lamed Beis, who explains, in regards to Shachris, that's after the conclusion of the Tefillah. That's when it was established, and then Chazal later on were misakin to also say it after every tefillah, so we say it after Mincha and Marav as well. So there seems to be some sort of a distinction between the Aleinu by Shachris and the other Aleinus that we say. Halach Lamais, of course, we consider them all very important. We always send off every tefillah with Aleinu. Now we go to the Mechaber Sif Beis. Im Hiska Lomar Kaddish O Kedusha B'Asar of Yotzu Miktsasun. This is a very important halacha. What happens if you start off with a binyan? You have b'tzimtzum 10 people, and somebody gets called out on a hatzolah call. Somebody gets called out as a doctor to go someplace. Somebody has to leave for whatever the reason. Gomrim oso hakadish oso hakdusha shehischa. One has the halachic right to continue that dovah shebikdusha until the end of that section, as we'll see, even though you only now have 9 people there in the shul. So you can still say a kaddish. You can still say the dovah shebikdusha that you began with. The Hush and Ishtai Ruban, the Mechaber qualifies this as at least though you have to have most of those people there. And in Siv Katan Yud Aleph, the Mishnah Berurah brings down, that means the majority of the people, 6, the Lo Ba'in and Ruba Diminka, but you don't need a recognizable majority, which normally would be 7. But as long as 6 people, even if 4 guys have to run out on Hatzolah call, you only have 6 people there now, and you're up to the Kaddish that you're allowed to say, as we'll see in a moment with all the Pratim, so then you can actually say the Kaddish with only 6 people there, and that counts as a minion. Now we have to understand this. So Sif Katan Vav, the Mishnah Berurah writes, V'ad demuchol davar shesarech hasar. This is true of anything that you required 10 people for. For example, Nesias Kapayim, Duchening, or Kriyas HaTorah, the Laning, Haftorah Benavi, as well as reading the Haftorah. All of these require a minion. And if you started off each of these with a minion, and then the minion had to leave for whatever the reason, less than 4 people left, 4 or less left, then Gomrim Koma Sheshayach L'Inyam Zeh, you are allowed to finish that section. Kivan Shekvar, Hiskilu Bobi Asara, since you began it with the 10 people that were required. Avaloma Skilu Mashu Inyanachi, but you're not allowed to start another section. You're only allowed to complete that section as if you had a minion. The Dirshu footnotes bring in additional information here. Dirshu footnote number 16 brings down what happens if you know from the start that somebody's going to have to leave. The guy says, listen, I can only stay here till 7:25. I have to leave at that point in time to do something, whatever it is. So he's the 10th guy. You only have 9 without him. Can you even start? So he brings down from the Shelos Tshuvas Rab Pa'olim and as well as the Orech Neman that you shouldn't start in that situation as if you have a minion. However, Rav Osner, the Shevet HaLevi Zatzal, says, Shem Ein Minyan Acher Mutulem Laskel. If there is no other choice, then you are allowed to begin. If there is a choice, then you shouldn't begin. And he adds further, Im Lo Yisbalu Beveis HaKnez HaZeh Yivatel Ba Minyan. If this minion is the only minion in town and you don't have this minion, then you're really going to, so to say, destroy the minion in the town. So then you're permitted to begin in this situation as well. We find the similar din Rav Moshe brings down that if you only have 9 people, can you count a young child as the 10th person? And under these extenuating circumstances, for example, Rav Moshe says, if you have a regular Kavua minion, and one day you don't make it, and if you don't make the minion, then nobody's going to show up in the future, so then you might be allowed to count a young child under the age of Bar Mitzvah as the 10th person. But more about that at some other time. He brings down then the Piskei Tshuva, who's also unsure, should you start or should not, and he adds, like even Shiyadu Shasidim Lotzeis, Gamim Kari Shilu, also Lem Ligmar. He says, if you know for a fact that they're going to leave in the middle, then maybe you shouldn't start. The issue footnote number 17 brings down, in regards to the laning, you're only allowed to lane the required number of aliyahs. You're not allowed to make any osafas if you don't have the full minion anymore, even though you had the minion at the start. And in the issue footnote number 18, he brings down that the Haftorah is a separate section. But if you started reading the Maftir, that doesn't count for the Haftorah. You have to have started reading the brachos, or saying the brachos of the Haftorah, in order for that to be called a separate section. Now we go to the Mishnah Berurah Siv Katan Zayin, and he writes, "V'im hischol omar yishtabach bi'asar v'yotzim mitzosin." If you started saying yishtabach and you had 10, and then a guy had to run out on a hatzolah call, "V'chenim hischol omar ashrei shekodim mincha bi'asar v'yotzim mitzosin." If you started saying ashrei by mincha, and somebody had to run out, "Mistapik ha'prima gadim." The prima gadim is unsure. "The ulai yuchal omar akadish achazeh." Can you not say the kaddish that's related to the pesuk of the zimra, the kaddish that's related to the ashrei? Because the kaddish that we say after them was really for the preceding statements, the pesuk of the zimra or the ashrei. He brings down the Shari Tshuva and the El Yirabah that discusses. He says to look there, and he brings down the Sefer Marma Mordechai Derech HaChayim and the Chayi Adam, who all paskin lamalacha the lo yuchal lomer hakaddish bezet. In this situation, you can't say the kaddish. Sivkot and Ches. This is true for Kedusha. So if you have the minion at the start of the Chazaras HaShatz, you can say the Kedusha. And Mishnah Berurah says, Lav Davka, not only the Kedusha, Du Adin Afilu Rak Biavos. Even if you just were in the beginning of the Bracha of Barachat Hashem and starting off Elokeinu Melech Avoseinu, you can go finish the entire Chazaras HaShatz, as we'll learn in Sif Gimel. The Efshel Denokat, here he says over here, the Kedusha, Lirivuso, the Sefer, the Afilu Bezeh, Davka im Nishtai Ruban. Here he's just telling us over here, just to make sure that you have to have at least 6 people, a majority of the minion still present. Siv Katan Tes, you're allowed to say that Kaddish, but you're not allowed to say the next section. Vayimah Kaddish Shekodim Baruch Hu, if you're saying the Kaddish that's before Baruch Hu, i.e. after Yishtabach, and then the minion leaves, so Derech HaChayim brings down the name of El Yirabah, the Yuchal Lomar Gan Kein HaBaruch Hu, you can say the Baruch Hu, because the Baruch Hu is part of the Kaddish, the Kula Chad Inyonihi. And Sefer Mayim Mordechai disagrees with this, Ayin Sham. Siv Katan Yud, you can say the Kedusha. V'adin called Tefillah Shemoneh Esrei. If you started saying the Chazaras HaShatz, you can say the Kedusha, and the Mishnah Berurah says, and the entire Chazaras HaShatz. Well, if you mashim avor ba'agods, we'll see in the Ramah in Siv Gimel, you can even say the Chatzi Kaddish and the Kaddish Shalim that come after the Shemoneh Esrei. The Chatzi Kaddish after Tachlin and the Kaddish Tiskabel that comes after Ashur Volut Siyam. You can even say those, even though the guy that left the Minyan left in the first bracha the Chazaras HaShatz, but you can say all the way up to the end of Kaddish Tiskabel after Ashur Volut Siyam, because that's all considered one Inyan. Kazwa Achronim, the Achronim further say, the Yom Gamkin Brocha Elokeinu Baruchenu Baruchom Shleshes, you're allowed to say the Brocha of the Duchening, but not actually Duchen, we say the Brocha of the Duchening. The Kol Shehizchil, Betvila Shemoneh Esrei Gomer, anything that's called part of the Shemoneh Esrei, you're allowed to conclude. However, we don't actually Duchen. If this was in Eretz Yisrael, where they Duchen every day, or it's in a Yontif, Afal Gadetan Einosun Kapayim Bepochas Miyasara, that you're not allowed to duchen, but this is not called duchening. Im hischa atvila biasara, you're allowed to do this over here to say these words. The chazan can read these words. Hainu davka nesias kapayim mamish umishum shu inyan acher. Nesias kapayim, that you wouldn't be allowed to do. But the tvila l'kenem v'kevasenu yomar. In Dirshu footnote number 20, he brings down because the bir halacha in kuf chav ches tells us the nesias kapayim is actually a totally separate inyan, and the rabbis had to put it someplace, so they put it in the Shemoneh Esrei, but it's not really an intrinsic part of the Shemoneh Esrei. But the chazan saying the words l'kenem v'kevasenu, that is part of the Shemoneh. So, you are allowed to conclude that. The Ramah now says, nobody should think that it's okay to leave. The person who leaves, unless he has extenuating circumstances, he's a hatzolokol, a doctor, or something like that. So then, if he's just leaving because he's hungry and he wants to get a donut, so then, the Mishnah Berurah says, he has to stay till the end of that section. But, then, as long as he stays for that section, he is allowed to leave. For example, somebody was called in to be at center, they needed a 10th guy, and he comes in for Baruch, but doesn't want to stay for the rest of the davening. He doesn't have to stay there for the rest of the davening, because that's a separate inyan. And if he's there at the start of the Chazar Sashatz, then he should really stay till the end of Kaddish Tiskabel after Ashur Volut Zion, kol ki agavne. And in general, this is the rule, you stay till the end of the section. Then if you have to leave, you're allowed to leave. The Bir Halacha brings down in Dibra Maskul, Mikol Mokom of Erihi, he says, Im Asiri Ovar V'Holach, if the guy that there was the 10th guy left, and he did this, he left, he shouldn't have. So, Im Mutrachi Gamkin Lelech, can the 9th guy now say, well, you don't have the minion anyway over here? Because he says, the Hashor Sashchino of 10 has been gone. So, Gab Belam Halchi, Mutu Ligbar, can I leave, because you can finish anyway, and you don't have 10 anyway. So he says, Tzarchian, and there's a whole big discussion in the Dir Shufutz of 24 and 25, what is the Halach over here? In any event, the Ramah continues, and he says, those people that leave, Aleihem Ne'emar, about them, the Pasuk is stating, Va'ozvei Hashem Yichlu, those that leave HaKadosh Baruch Hu will be destroyed. But, Avolim Nisharu Asaru Mutal, it says, but if you have 10 people there besides you, then a person who has to leave is allowed to go and leave. In Sivkot and Yud Gimel, the Mishnah Berurah brings down, Ayin in the Bir Halacha, go look in the Bir Halacha further about this, and he brings down that Miloshin Zeh Mashma Lechor Dafilu Be'emtsa Kedusha Mutulotzeis. It implies over here that you could even leave in the middle of Kedusha, but he says that's not what it really means. It means over here all the other inyonim that are Dovashi B'Kedusha, where you're physically allowed to leave, then you technically could if there is a minion there, but again, one shouldn't do this unless he has a very good reason to leave. It's not proper to leave the shul in the middle of the davening. And Sivkot Yudala, the Mishnah Berurah answers, and he says, the only way you would be allowed to leave is Hushuk Far Shomu Kedusha Vakadesh Madaleinu. He's already davened, let's say, they brought him in to be the 10th guy, and now another 10th guy comes in, so then he's allowed to leave. That's not a problem. But if he hasn't really heard these things, unless, again, it's extenuating circumstances, Atzolokol, a doctor, etc., so then he shouldn't leave. Siv Gimel. Im Hislo Biavos Yotsu Biksasim, he started the brach of, the first brach of the Shemoneh Esrei, Mogen Avraham, and some people left, Gomer Afilu Kedusha. He's allowed to finish everything, including the Kedusha, and as we already pointed out, and we'll see now in the Ramah, you can finish off the rest of the Shemoneh Esrei. Hagor, the Ramah says, Im Yotsu Biksasim Liachash Yishkilu Espal Yotzer. Similarly, if people left, you don't have a minion after you began Yotzer, or Lo Yaskil Ashlech Tzibul Espal Atvilu Mekorom, then you can't do Chazar Shasatz out loud, because that's a separate section. The Kvar Nishlam Tvilas Yotzer, because the Tvil of Yotzer ends off by the Shemoneh Esrei. But the Ramah reiterates what the Mechaber said. If you had a minion at the start of the Chazaras HaShatz, then you had it by Kedusha. Then you can go finish everything, including the Kaddish Tiskabel, if Ashur Volut Zion, as we've been mentioning, Shari Omer, Tiskabel Tzlosom. However, Aval Ein Korin Batorah Dezeu Inyan Acher, but you wouldn't be allowed to lane if it's a Monday or Thursday, as the Mishnah Berurah says, if the person over here left and it's a Monday or Thursday, then you would skip the laning and you go straight to Asher Voltsim and you can say the Kaddish Tzkabo, but you wouldn't be allowed to take out the Sefer Torah and lane. Mishnah Berurah in Sifkot and Tesvav says, V'uadin de Gomer Hashliach Tzibo Kol Tefillah Shmoneh Esrei, as we've already spoken out, he completes the entire Shmoneh Esrei, not just Kedusha. So why did it say Kedusha? Lo not Kedusha, Ela Mishum de Lo Neima Du Inyan Acher. You might have said Kedusha is a separate subject. So once you finish the Kedusha, you're now starting a new separate subject. So the answer is no, that's all considered Shmoneh Esrei. Sifkot and Tezayin, the Mishnah Berurah says, once you started to say Yotzer Or, so why did the Mishnah Berurah ask the Mechaber say, Nokat Hai Lishna, Lafuki Mimarash, Shehuva b'darki Moshe, as opposed to the opinion of the Maharash, who says in the Darki Moshe, Shirotzu l'Hakav was there, he wants to be mako that you could go and say, if you started Yotzer Or, even the Shmoneh Esrei Chazor Sashatz. Avu b'emes l'pi yaskoma sapos kibu, afilu matvilu b'lacha, shayogam kein basora, dinu hu shalo yaskil hashlil tibu kol roh m'pokos miyasora. The real din, the Mishnah says, is even if during the silent Shmoneh Esrei you had a minion, but somebody had to leave at the end of the Shmoneh Esrei and he ran out, and you haven't started Chazor Sashatz, so the halach is you can't start Chazor Sashatz, that is considered a separate minion. Sivkot Yudzayin, Lispalo Yotzer, Ayim Beachronim Sheskimu, he says the Achronim agree, Afilo Lo Omru Rak Kaddish Ubarchu Biasari. If you just said the Kaddish and the Baruch with 10 people, Vyotzer Miktosim Kodim Sheskilu Klal Bichas Yotzer, but you haven't started the Bracha of Yotzer Or, then that it's still considered as if you had started the Bracha of Yotzer Or, the Kaddish and the Baruch are connected to that, and you could technically be Yotzer somebody else. You could be Yotzi somebody else. In those days, when people didn't know how to daven by themselves, they didn't have their own Sidurim, so the Chazal would really be Motzi everybody else. He really needed a minion to do that. So here he's saying it's considered as if you have a minion for that. Sivkot Yudches, he writes, Kedusha, Lav Davka, as we already pointed out, even if you haven't said Kedusha, Kivin Shishchel Espal B'Korom, as soon as you start the Chazor Sashat, Afilu Rak B'Ovus Levad, you're only at the very beginning. In the issue footnote 28, he says, even if you just said Baruch Ato Hashem, Gomrim Af HaKadosh Sholem, then you're allowed to go all the way till the end of Asher Volzion and the Kaddish Tzkabel over there. Sivkot in your test, Mishnah Berurah writes, the Kaddish Sholem, the Kol Shekein Chatzi Kaddish, Achat Tfilah Shmoneh Esrei, and certainly you can say the Chatzi Kaddish that is said after Tachlin. And finally, Sivkot in Chof, Shilach Reha, Awal HaKaddish, Sha'achar Aleinu, Lo Yamar B'Zeh. You can't say the next Kaddish, which is after Aleinu. Vafilu Mitzchah Lo Mar Aleinu B'Yasori, he is, if you had 10 people at the start of Aleinu, but somebody left, then you also can't say the Kaddish afterwards. Why? The Einu El Aminuk, it's only a minute to say that Kaddish. Furthermore, because shekain the shir yichud or lekadish omer lemizbar or achar alimud tzorach dafka minyan b'shatz kadish or the other kadeshim that we just mentioned, for example, after the anim zemiros or after the yom or after a learning, then you need to have 10 people at the time of the kadish. You can't say it's still continuing the same section. And finally, sivkot and chafalot, we said by Torah, we said in era came b'yom sheni v'chamisha, as we had pointed out, you wouldn't be allowed to lane if it was a Monday or a Thursday. That concludes today's shir.